when I think the internet's down, I first try to establish why and which part of the connection is down. Is it my network, my router, my ISP? Is it just a DNS issue? Is it a mail server issue? Is my company's VPN down? To help decide where the problem is, I'll probably try and load my own website, my company's websites, Google, Yahoo, the BBC homepage, sometimes CNN.com. And if I can't get to any of those, then it's probably pretty certain that the internet connection is actually down. If I'm at home, then I'll check my router and reboot it if necessary. If I'm at work, then I'll just tell the IT guys and hope that they'll fix it. What I do next usually depends on how desperately I actually need the internet. If I'm working on something quite important that needs immediate attention, I'll probably just sit there trying to reload the page, waiting for the connection to come back. But if I can get away with working on something on the local network instead, I'd usually just do that. In extreme cases where the whole network dies at work and I can't access any of my development servers or the mail servers or anything, say because of a router being struck by a bolt of lightning or a BT engineer accidentally unplugging all our servers, for example, then I'd resort to tidying my desk, reading a programming reference book, or most probably just chatting to my colleagues.